Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today are Ralph Merriman, the chief financial officer for QuickLogic Corporation, as well as the company's president, Andy Pease, and their chairman, Tom Hart. And QuickLogic trades on NASDAQ, and their ticker symbol is QUIK. Thanks for joining us today, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Great. Now, starting off, give us a brief history and overview of the company for some of our listeners that are new to the story.
Well, we're a fabless semiconductor company. We were actually founded in 88, so we've been around a long time as fabless companies go. Well, we were founded by the guys who invented programmable logic, and for the first 19 years of our existence, we were an FPGA company. 3 years ago, we made the decision to move to what we call customer-specific standard products, CSSPs, which is a very different semiconductor device than an FPGA, especially since what we've found is that our customers really want solutions, not components. And if you look at an FPGA is clearly a component, but it's also a capability, not a solution. So what we're offering is a solution to our customers. These solutions typically sit next to the host processor of whatever the system is. And by the way, we're focused primarily on mobile, battery-powered, handheld kinds of devices, such as smartphones, smart books, tablets, of course, and data cards, and then a new area that is really just beginning to gain traction. This is this whole Internet of Things, or Internet 3.0, which is about machine-to-machine communications.
Well, great. And so, yeah, talk to us about the DPO technology, which for battery life.
So DPO is what we call a proven system block in our latest CSSP, which we call Arctic Link 2VX. DPO is all about the ability, using a complementary proven system block called V, our visual enhancement engine, which really enables the user to lower their backlight power and still get the same visual experience off of their display. So by using form factor designs in our current customer base, we've proven that you can have system savings up to 36% of system life.
Certainly, and so talk to us a little bit more about some of the trends right now in your sector, gentlemen, and how a position you believe QuickLogic is with some of your products to capitalize.
Okay, so as Tom mentioned, CSSPs, or customer-specific standard products, are companion devices to the main application or baseband processor in the mobile markets that we're going after. As Tom mentioned, tablets, smart books, netbooks, cloud books, and also data cards and smartphones and mobile enterprise devices. So there are two areas that we think we significantly enhance the user experience and also our OEM's feature base, and that is one is a connectivity area, and the second is a display or visual enhancement area. We've had great success in the connectivity area, and that's where most of our revenue base comes from today, where we actually augment features that the application processor does not have or features that they would like to have.
And can you guys talk a little bit about some of the challenges this may you may face, and what are some of your specific strategies for overcoming them?
Well, the challenges that we always face is these are very cost-competitive systems, as you might imagine. Most of the mobile devices that we are targeting tend to be high-end consumer products where ASPs are very critical. So the challenge that we've had to overcome is to add additional components into these systems. So we tend not to be in the very low-end, let's say, feature phones, but we are certainly very attractive in the higher-end smartphone areas. And what we have done is we are basically increasing the value that we provide to our OEMs and ODMs as they go to market. The value would be in extra connectivity, or as we have done recently in this DPO announcement, with increased battery life.
I think another key strategy, one, that's important to note is that as a small company, for us to go knock on Nokia's doors, as an example, and get paid any attention is very difficult. But if you go there with one of our partners, one of the big processor guys, such as a Qualcomm or Freescale or Marvell, those kinds of folks, Intel, obviously, NVIDIA, if you were to go call on them with your big brother, you get an audience that you couldn't get on your own. And so it's key to us to be processor agnostic and to be able to support all of the major processor people as they want to win these sockets in these kind of consumer devices.
Certainly. And so what do you guys say makes QuickLogic unique from some of your competitors and some of the other players in the sector?
So what makes us unique is, first, our engagement process makes us very unique. We engage deeply with our customers that we identify how we can enhance their system. And basically, as Tom mentioned, we provide a complete system solution. So we not only provide the silicon that gives them this added benefit, but we also provide all of the software drivers and system integration that enables us to run in their system. So in some cases, the software we provide actually runs on their application processors. So it is actually a full integration of our solution into their system.
Well, great. And so talk a little bit about some of the drivers behind the company's Q3 results, which saw the company return to profitability.
Well, the drivers that we had in our Q3 results were really in the area that I mentioned before that we're seeing. That's a connectivity area. So we have partnered with a baseband company. As Tom mentioned, that's one of our strategies named Icera. We actually provide them enhanced connectivity into these new class of 3G USB-based broadband data cards. And as a result, virtually every shipment that Icera does on their broadband baseband part, we have a companion device, and that's been driving our revenue to date.
Well, great. And since I have you guys all on, perhaps you could walk us through your background and experiences and talk a little bit about the management team there.
Well, why don't we start with the boss?
Yeah, I'm a semiconductor guy. Been in the business since the mid-60s as a young engineer, and been involved with semiconductors primarily at Motorola National Semiconductor. Prior to joining QuickLogic in 1994 as the president and CEO.
And I'm also a semiconductor guy. I've been in the industry since 1984 after serving some time in the Navy. And my background is primarily with Advanced Micro Devices for 15 years and helped do the spin-off of Vantis, which was a programmable logic company. And then I ran worldwide sales for Broadcom just prior to coming into QuickLogic.
And I've been at QuickLogic about a little over two years now. I have a pretty strong background in semiconductors or semiconductor equipment, but I've been at a variety of other firms as well as startups and public companies. So I think we have a very strong management team here at QuickLogic. We're well-balanced and well-rounded with a lot of experience in the semiconductor space.
Well, great. Sounds like a pretty well-rounded team. And so what are some of the goals and milestones that the team is hoping to accomplish over the course of the next year?
Well, the The goals are to broaden our offering. So right now, like we said, data cards is our principal financial driver. As we move into 2011, we fully expect our visual enhancement engine, fueled by this DPO technology and our recent press announcement, to really be a revenue driver for us in the future.
Certainly, and so in terms of investors and the financial community, do you guys think that the company's story, the management message, and ultimately the company's upside potential are completely understood and appreciated by investors and the financial community?
Gee, Juan, I doubt that anybody really understands the story as well as we do, that our investors
right.
do. Obviously, some of them must, because they've run up our stock price now over the last 2 years from by a factor of 10. So somebody's believed something out there. We think that this is a on a forward going basis is a very exciting space to be, primarily based on trends. If you look at what customers want, they want solutions. They don't want parts. They want solutions. And that's exactly what we're offering. We're pioneering CSSPs primarily because we believe that not only do customers want solutions, but they want differentiated solutions, things that allow them to differentiate their product from other people. And, of course, it's difficult to get that off of just software. So our hardware-based devices, CSSPs, give you programmability or flexibility that you can't get any other way at this point. So we feel very comfortable about our future and are very excited about driving this business forward.
Well, great. And so once again, joining us today are Tom Hart, chairman of QuickLogic Corporation, as well as the company president, Andy Pease, along with Ralph Merriman, the chief financial officer. And the company trades on NASDAQ. Ticker symbol is QUIK. Is currently trading at 624 a share. The market cap is north of $226 million. And we were just discussing the company's DPO technology as well as some of the drivers behind the Q3 results. And so before we conclude, gentlemen, to recap some of your key points here, why do you believe that investors should consider QuickLogic, QUIK, as a good long-term investment opportunity?
I think we've got strong revenue growth. We believe that there's strong revenue growth in our future and profitability, and that we can be a very significant, exciting company for investors.
Well, we certainly look forward to continuing to track the company's growth as well as report on your upcoming progress. And I'd like to thank you both for taking the time to join us today and update our investors, or you three, and update our investors on QuickLogic.
Thank you, Juan.
Thank you, Juan.